Let's come into practice now. Again, finding those dignified postures. Sitting with the dignity you would hope for all beings, for all humans. And sitting in a way that helps you to be wakeful, alert. Opening with goodwill, really feeding the wolf of love as we practice goodwill and interest. Simply noticing the body sitting, sensations of sitting, being deliberate about this as a way to ground yourself. Feeling body breathing. Opening into a wide, spacious awareness of breath and body as a whole. Let this be your anchor, your home base. Feeling those touch points that the body makes with the floor, the chair, your hands, your clothing. Having that sense of a body and feeling the breath within it. Letting the sounds and thoughts and emotions come and go, like waves of the ocean around our anchor in the sense of body sitting and breathing. Letting the body be just as it is, recognizing and accepting all the different sensations as they show, a real attitude of welcome, allowing. Same with the breath. Accepting, allowing the experiences of breath and body as they are. Not as we'd like them to be, but rather just as they are. Feeding that wolf of love. Saying yes to the different experiences that show as a gesture of acceptance. Yes, or perhaps you prefer saying to yourself, of course. Or just this. You may also find it helpful to bring a little bit of a smile. If that instruction is an engaging and positive instruction for you, a little turning up of the eyes, turning up of the lips, as again this gesture of welcome to whatever shows up. Allowing things to be just as they are. Noticing, allowing, saying yes, and smiling to whatever should show. Really getting this compass point of where we are in this moment. Smiling and saying yes to all the different thoughts and emotions as they show. Not getting lost in them, not pushing them away, just letting them move through. Ah, yes. This too. Getting our bearings on ourselves. Taking our bearings on where we are, not so that we can go somewhere, but so that we can be more deeply here and know it. Know the truth of it. And this requires heaps of acceptance and friendliness. allowing the life that's here as it is. Listening to this poem now by Donna Folds, allow. There is no controlling life. Try corralling a lightning bolt containing a tornado. Dam a stream and it will create a new channel. Resist and the tide will sweep you off your feet. Allow and grace will carry you to higher ground. The only safety lies in letting it all in, the wild and the weak, fear, fantasies, failures, and success. When loss rips off the doors of the heart, or sadness veils your vision with despair, practice becomes simply bearing the truth, and the choice to let go of your known way of being, the whole world, is revealed to your new eyes. Feeling body and breath together, allowing things to be as they are, smiling yes to it. And hopefully now with a little bit of a sense of where we are and allowing ourselves to be where we are, we can ask ourselves a little bit about direction, intention, aspiration. What is the compass point I would like to be setting in my life? What would determine that compass point? What is it I care about most deeply? What are my values? Allow yourself to keep asking this question and see what percolates up. Letting all the possibilities be here with you. Letting it all be good and be known. And now just sitting with that and feeling the body. Taking two or three of these items of value, intentions, or aspirations that have come up for you. And trying on each one by one. My intention is to live from peace or love or joy or whatever it may be. And as you try one on, notice how it feels through the body. Is there a resonance in the body with it? Does the heart open? Does it lift? Do the shoulders drop? Maybe there's excitement. Just notice what happens. Or do you fall asleep? And then just resting in the breath and the body, again, letting this exploration just be as it is. All information of knowing and allowing ourselves to be where we are. Here's a little poem from Alan Nordstrom called Follow Your Bliss. Joe Campbell famously advised that bliss is to be followed as our guide. And this is mainly what I've done through all my days instead of taking work for what it pays. But what is bliss? A shallow happiness, a hedonist idea of success that maximizes pleasure at all cost? And shuns those seas that may be tempest-tossed? No, rather, bliss is the beatitude that comes when your heart's calling is pursued, the gratifying spiritual elation of rightly realizing your vocation. How will you know if that is what you've done? You'll feel the universe and you are one. And Walt Whitman encourages us, afoot and light-hearted, I take to the open road, healthy, free, the world before me, the long brown path before me, leading wherever I choose.